and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yeah. Sports. Yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Falling with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my seeds. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day. S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day, S&M all day.
Yeah, yeah, we back once again for Sports and Music with Mo Agar, man. I'm thankful for everyone tuning in right now. Hopefully you guys are having a good week thus far. Yeah, man, we have a very special show this afternoon. We have the boy Anthony Tolliver from the Atlanta Hawks, who currently just got done with playoff series. Unfortunately, those guys, they lost, but, you know, he did such a good job in the playoffs. You know, I had to bring him on and bring him back because he was here previously on a episode, one of my first episodes. He was one of the first guys to bless the Sports and Music show by, you know, giving us some good information on something I use daily, Active Faith. You know, I wear it every single day. I wear it around my wrist, right above my top and not a apparel band. And it's awesome, and it basically symbolizes active faith in everything you do. In Jesus' name we play, you know, and it's good to see him still doing his thing, you know. I got my friend Gabe coming back on again. He's the king leader for Free Running Tempest. You know, those guys are awesome. They're doing some things that I couldn't imagine being able to do. You know, they just released a few videos that's reaching up to almost 1 million views, and it's awesome, awesome, awesome. And, oh, yeah, we got my boy Al Holla. He's coming on straight from Detroit, Michigan, one of my dogs from back home. So it's always good to get the hometown represent. Hometown represent, he's doing some well things, too. Now, he's really trying to make a difference in this universe that we live in this earth we call home. So we're trying to, you know, figure out how to make things better on earth. But, you know, first and foremost, I have to say thanks to all of you guys who have been supporting the movement. You know, the Motown video is reaching almost 200,000 views in less than a week. Tomorrow will be the week from the release date. And, I mean, it's doing really, really well, man. Numbers are continue to skyrocket. And it's doing a lot better than I actually expected. But, you know, thanks to God. Thanks for all of those who actually participated in the videos. Shout out to Louis Mayo, of course. You know, one of the guys who put the thing together. You know, he directed the film, shot it. You know, he edited it. You know, he's a one-stop shop when it comes to that film and camera technology guru. So shout out to him. So hopefully, man, we'll be able to get that video up to 1 million views, man. It told a story about my life and some of the things that I go through daily as a former NBA basketball player that's, you know, doing music full-time and some of the things that we deal with every day and how tough it is. You know, some people don't really understand how tough it can be. You know, to not only reinvent yourself, but come from one career to another. And it's been a challenge for myself, but, you know, thanks to God that he's given me so much strength and faith to be able to carry on and work hard, man, and be able to continue to work hard on my craft and get better at it. So, you know, I encourage anyone out there that whatever you're doing, you know, always have faith and continue to go hard no matter what, because, you know, there's so many obstacles and so many people out here that that can easily, you know, beset you. So you just have to stay strong, man, continue to believe in yourself and doing all the things that got you here. And I need you guys to visit the website right now. You know, doing really well. Shout out to Brenda Taylor for doing an excellent job and designing the site. You know, it's doing a good job in branding myself as not only a music producer and an artist, but also a person that's able to do the music for, you know, highlight reels, TV, commercials, films, documentaries, anything you need. So go check out the website, man. Check out all the tabs and see what I'm doing. You know, you can watch all my previous shows. All the shows when I have all these great guests from NBA players to entrepreneurs. I'm taking submissions, sportsandmusic@gmail.com. Anybody that's willing to be on the show, holla at me, man. We need new guests. We need new talent, man. We need to, you know, we need to get everybody out there to the world. I tell people all the time, man, sports and music is more than just talking about sports and music, man. It's talking about life in general. We're trying to make everybody special, and everybody is special. So this is the show to be able to come on and express yourself in a real way And let everybody know that it's real out here. You know, we just grind. We grind it. And, yeah, man, follow me on Twitter, MOEAGER. Follow Easy Way Broadcast. Follow Eric Zuli. We're doing some really good things. I really want you guys to stay tuned and get on board now. You know, it's never too late, but it's always good to get on things before it actually happens. And we're actually prepping for my next video. And it's going to be a surprise. I'm going to tell you guys next week what the song is going to be. And it's going to be one of those songs and videos that's going to be able to open up eyes and help others. I feel like my movement and the things that I'm doing right now is not only helping others, but it's able to be able to, for me to express myself in ways that I've never been able to express myself. Musically is one of the biggest things in the world and most powerful things in the world, to be able to change lives, change hearts, and change minds. So I feel like this next video and next song that I'm going to come out with is going to really help people, you know, and I feel like that's what I really want to do, and give back with the God, give back with the God-given talent that I was blessed with. So let's continue to keep it moving. And, yeah, we on Sports and Music, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. And we're going to continue to work hard every single week. And, yeah, in the meantime, just banging out new beats, working hard, trying to put it all together, waiting on a few things to, you know, unleash. But it's going to be cool. I need you guys to stay tuned weekly and daily, every Tuesday from 2 to 6. I'm sorry, the 2 to 3:30. We changed the time so much. We're just waiting for Anthony to call in so we can go ahead and get his segment started, so we can talk about some of the cool things he got going. Meanwhile, rock out to this Everything Official instrumental until then.
What up, Mo? This is Big Greg Smith, man, out in Cali, man. They call me G. How you doing, bro?
What's up, G? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm blessed in the Lord, you know, just trying to make it happen one day at a time. You know how we do it.
Man, how important is it to take one day at a time, man? It's so hard to get caught up in doing things ahead of our time, man, and we lose sight of today.
Exactly. I feel you, man. And, hey, man, I want to give you props, man. I love what you're doing over there at the Easy Way Broadcasting Station.
Oh, man, I appreciate it, man. We're just trying to continue to build for the future, build for, you know, the up-and-comers, man. Try to be a positive light to the world, bro.
Well, man, that's why I'm calling, man, because I want to help you reach your goal by giving some of these artists an opportunity to branch out with the new television show that I'm launching out here in Long Beach, Snoop Dogg's Town.
Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Well, I ran into your boy Eric, man. Huh? I'm sorry.
Tell me more about it.
All right, well, first I want to give props to Easy, man. I ran into him at an event in the hood. They were doing a fundraiser for a company called Step, and I saw this guy go to work, man. My father owns a church in that community in South Central, and we were actually loaning out the parking lot for that event. And I saw him get down, feel me?
Yeah.
So he told me about what you're doing, man, and I checked you out, man, and I wanted to let you know, man, I'm launching a new network out here in Long Beach, California. I have access to the new charter station that they're launching. They have 50,000 subscribers. And I'm putting up a hip-hop and R&B show called The Booth, for Step to the Mic Presents The Booth. And it gives an opportunity for the artists, especially rappers, because they don't have no avenues right now, to get there. Let them perform live or with the video, and I air it on the network.
Okay. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, I definitely would love to be a part of something like that, man. You know, I feel like opportunity is missing, you know, with so many things out there and so many levels of social networking and media and marketing and stuff like that. It kind of dilutes the fact that people do need real opportunities and realistic opportunities. And,
realistic, right.
Go ahead, brother.
You're right, because it's like, you know, they think the internet is all of it, or, you know, but people still got to find you, you know. It's convoluted. You think you put up a YouTube video and everybody's going to see you, but you still, it doesn't work that way. You still got to figure out how to market and get people to see you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. People, you know, at the end of the day, we still got to be humans, man. And we got to be able to interact within a society and in real life. You know what I mean? I feel like the internet is really taking away the real life of things, man. I think people just got to get caught up in being successful and famous on Twitter and Instagram. They lose sight of really being successful, man. They can get caught up in how many followers and this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, man, it's about really just doing real things, man. That's what we're trying to do.
Right. And I see you doing it, man. Got your record out and your videos blowing up. And, you know, you're making it happen, huh, with your music career.
Ah, man, I appreciate it. It's a blessing, man. I just want to give back and give back to God ultimately for giving me the talent. And enjoy the talent that He's giving me, man. And use the talent to be able to, you know, walk through different doors and just do it, bro. You know?
So what's the next step, Mo? For the artist, Mo?
You know what, bro? Right now I'm just pushing this video. I'm in the studio banging out new beats, producing new records for different people, for myself and others. And, you know, I'm about to prep for my next video. I think that's my major thing, prepping for this next video and really getting that one solid and, you know, get some dates confirmed. But for the most part, man, I'm just letting everything run its course, man. You know, I'll put the work out there. I'm just letting everything, you know, take care of itself.
Well, man, I just want to let you know, dog, if you, you know, if you want some more exposure out here in Cali, man, if you want me to play one of your videos, man, I got no problem with it. You know, if you were to send me a video, I can air it on the new show. Because basically it's like where artists perform, and then in between that I air a video of a new artist or, you know, an actual artist that's out there doing something. I air their video free of charge, and then I come back and let an artist perform. So if you want to, you know, have some more content on a national TV level, I can definitely get your videos played.
Let's get it, man. You ain't said nothing but a word. I'm going to get your information, and we're going to make it happen, brother.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot, G, for calling on, man. I really appreciate it, bro.
No sweat, man. God bless you, man. Keep it up, man, and I'll shoot you an email, and we'll go from there.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a blessed day, brother.
God bless you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Hey. Yeah, that was the boy G, man. So let's get it, man. Where the boy Anthony Tolliver at? At the faith. In Jesus' name we play. What it do?
Yo, you can hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine. What's up, boy?
Perfect.
How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Blessed, man. It's good to hear from you, man. Congratulations on that playoff run, man. You did your thing.
Yeah, I tried to do a little something, you know. Just, you know, got the opportunity to get out there and play a little bit. And, you know, coach showed a little love. And I got out there and banged down some threes.
That's what you do.
Yep.
Okay, well.
Play a little defense, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I made a good showing for myself and for my team.
Absolutely, bro. Let me ask you this, man. You know, you was one of the first guests I had on Sports and Music, man, and that was about 18 episodes ago. And I want to say thanks again for kickstarting this actual movement off really well. So I want to ask you this, bro. What has changed since then? Where are you at now, man? Active faith. What's the difference between the last time we talked and now?
I mean, we're just continuing to grow. You know, we probably last time we talked, probably were maybe in 30 or 40 stores. Now we're in close to 100. And, you know, we're looking at doing some really big things coming up here soon. You know, we're raising some money and doing some different things to get this marketing campaign going. But, you know, we're linking up with, or possibly linking up with, you know, some of the marketing people that did the marketing for Passion of the Christ and of Courageous and some of the big Christian movies that have been out, you know, and, you know, really, you know, God's really put some great people in our path that are going to hopefully, you know, take active faith to the next level.
Oh, I believe it, bro. And I'll be first to tell you, I passed out a few of my little active faith bands that I've received, and I'm wearing it every single day, and I'm representing it to the fullest. You know, of course, you know, every single day we struggle, we do certain things in life that, you know, might not always be well pleasing to God, but the biggest thing is to have faith, have Jesus, and keep grinding. You know.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what it's all about, man.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, we got Anthony Tolliver on the line, you guys. Atlanta Hawks. He had a really good playoff series. He showed a lot of heart, which he always does. And I'm actually proud of you, bro. You know, I sent you a text a couple weeks ago, man, just telling you how proud I am of you. Just because I remember early on, you know, the coach wasn't playing you as much, but you know, you do what you did, man. You was a warrior. You fought through it, and you know, you came through when it was time.
Yeah, man. You know, like I said, I'm trying to be an ultimate professional, and you know, be ready whenever my name's called. And you know, at the end of the day, I want to make the most out of this opportunity God's given me to play basketball at the highest level. And you know, am I going to sit around and feel sorry for myself? And you know, if I'm not playing or whatever, you know, people would kill to be in my position. You know, to just to be in the NBA. So you know, at the end of the day, I know how blessed I am to. Just to be here and you know, have the opportunity, and then you know, to get on the court is just extra.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's so important to. It's good that you have that insight, because it's a lot of young players in the NBA think just because they're in the NBA they deserve something. You know, making it to the
right.
NBA is one thing, but you know, being a superstar and being a rotation guy is another. So it's steps to it, and you know, making it to that league is special in itself. So what do you have lined up for the summer? I know, are you taking a quick little break? Are you resting the knees, dog? Are you doing a tight shoulder bounce? What you doing, dog?
Well, you know, obviously got to take a little time off to make sure my body recovers and everything. But, you know, just getting right back at it here pretty soon, actually. You know, getting back in the gym, you know, working on a few things, some stuff that I want to get better at. And, you know, taking care of my new baby. You know, me and my wife just had a baby. Close to 3 months ago, so yeah, man. So we're you know, staying busy with him, and you know, other than that, you know, doing a little bit of traveling and vacation and stuff like that, obviously to you know, take a break from it all. But other than that, man, just, you know, really back to the grind. You know this sports thing is, you know, how it was for a long time. You know, it's year round. You don't really have too many breaks, even if it's off season. You're not chilling that much. You still got to get back to work, because otherwise you're going to have people passing you, and that's the last thing you want to happen.
That is the last thing you want to happen. What are some things you're going to work on this summer as far as the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to continue to work on the perimeter skills. I mean, these past two seasons, actually, you know, I've transitioned to where these coaches have been playing me a lot at the three instead of at the four. So, you know, making that transition to three, and this, obviously, being able to still play the four would be a huge success, I think, going forward, you know, to be able to play both positions and be versatile and, you know, give coaches multiple options, you know, multiple lineup options to be able to put me on the floor. So, you know, different matchups, you know, the more people I can match up with on the defensive end, the more time I'm going to be able to be on the court. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm excited about all that, to be able to, you know, really work on some stuff and continue to, you know, hone in on my skills, the things that I'm good at, you know, I'm trying to be great at, you know, so the things I'm okay at, I'm trying to do that. So, you know, it's always a process. You can never work hard enough, really.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the questions I want to ask you. Obviously, you're really good from the three. You're always knocking down the tray balls. What adjustments is going to be the toughest for you as far as, you know, kind of moving over to the three slot? Is it going to be guarding or, you know, actually – you know, playing from the wing?
Well, you know, I think that I did a pretty good job on the defensive end as far as, you know, being able to stay in front of a lot of the bigger or a lot of the smaller guys that I play against at three and even at the two. You know, it's crazy. In the playoffs, there was actually one game where I literally guarded 1 through 5. So, you know, at some point I was guarding. In the same game, I was guarding George Hill, I was guarding DJ Augustine, I was guarding Lance Stevenson, I was guarding Paul George, then I was guarding David West, then I was guarding Tyler Hansbrough, then I even guarded big fella, Hibbert, for a couple possessions. So, you know, being able to do that, though, is great, you know, because, you know, not very many people can do that, you know, and every coach always loves having guys that can do stuff like that, you know, that can go, yeah. You know, you can just throw him in and play, okay, go guard him, you know, guard whoever, and, you know, he has confidence in me to do that. So, you know, on the defensive end, I feel pretty confident in myself. You know, on the offensive end, I still want to continue to work on my ball handling. You know, in college, I played almost exclusively on the post. So, you know, mm-hmm. my ball handling is a little bit behind as far as on the perimeter. You know, it's okay. It's solid, but I want to get it real tight, you know, so that, you know, I can even continue to expand my game to be able to go off the dribble more, be able to make more plays off the dribble and, you know, all that different stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's key. You know, just what you said, just being able to guard all those different positions, you know, that's going to be, of course, it's more comfortable for the coach to be able to throw you in there at all times, specialty times, especially like, you know, when it's maybe 20 seconds left to go in the game or anything like that. You know, they like they don't want to look at you like, oh, well, he can shoot the three, but he's not going to be able to guard anyone. No, so it's
right.
always good to be able to have those options, man. So where are you working out this summer? Are you in Atlanta for the summer, or where are you going
to
be in the office?
Me and my wife, we moved back up here to Minneapolis. We just got here the other day. We're actually, she's a PA, a physician's assistant, and so she got her job back up here, and so now she came back up here so she can, you know, continue her. She went to school for like 5-6 years after college, so we don't want to waste that for no reason, you know.
No.
So she's continuing her career while my career continues as well, you know. So we gotta make some sacrifices and everything, but at the end of the day, you know, after my career is done, after basketball's over, you know, she's gonna be doing her thing for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. So, you know, definitely gotta, you know, sacrifice for the wife, because I know she does a lot and sacrifices a lot for me.
Absolutely, man. Congratulations on the kids too, bro. I didn't know you had one on the way.
Yeah, man. Yeah, actually, probably last time I talked to you, she was still pregnant. She hadn't had him yet, but yeah, man. It's a great, great feeling, man. Ain't nothing like it in the world to have a kid, man.
Right, it's a baby boy.
Yeah, a little baby boy. His name is Isaiah.
Oh, that's what's up, little Zeke. Well, you already know what it is, man. You got your little boy. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, dog. I ain't trying to be too biased, but that's a good... I think most guys like, man, woo. They be praying for that little boy. They're like, man, I always had a girl.
Oh, yeah.
All of my homies got girls. I'm like, man.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I wanted that girl, fam. I'm like, well, that's the only reason why you got to... I mean, they'd be like, I wanted that boy. That'd be the only reason why they get a girl, because they wanted the boy so bad. But, that's what's up, man. You over there with my boy, Devin Harris, man. You know me and him played together for about 3 or 4 years on the Mavs and the Nets. What was it like playing with him?
That was great, man. You know, our starting lineup changed a lot this year. Actually, we had one of the most amount of starting lineups in NBA history. Our coach really, he didn't really care about, like, you know, having people play. Like, he just always, you know, changed matchups and everything. But obviously it worked, you know. We won a lot of games and made the playoffs and everything, so he can't really complain about it. But, you know, so I got to play with him quite a bit. We, you know, nice little tandem, you know, and obviously he's a really good passer, a really good scorer. I mean, he's just a really good player overall, you know, so he's, you know, guys that know how to play the game well, you know, it's always fun to play with those type of guys.
Absolutely.
And he's a good dude, too, which is the most important, really.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man, you know, he's a good family guy, you know, I'm sure you met his brother, his mother, and his pops.
Oh yeah. We met pretty much everybody. His wifey and or soon to be wifey and his kids and everything is great.
That's what's up. All right, man. Well, sure. We about to take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Anthony Tolliver, Sports and Music, Mo Agar. Let's get it.
E Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Yeah, we back again. I had to take that quick commercial break. You already know what it is. Easy Way Broadcasting, support the music with Mo Agar. We're doing it big every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Woo! You hear how dramatic that was, Matt? You hear how dramatic
that
was?
Every That's Tuesday, a lot.
2 p.m. Standard Time.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. You know, a lot of people don't know that that me and you played ball together at some point in life, and we used to do some weird things and smell balls, but, you know, we used to have these weird little crazy stupid dances we used to do. We tried to bring back the Bankhead Bounce. It didn't work. But
yeah.
Hopefully you still
well, we didn't get a chance to really get it back because we weren't teammates for long enough to do it. But we would have got that back if we had been teammates longer.
You know what? It would have happened, dog. We would have been those guys. But you know how they brought back the Harlem Shake? We would have been those guys. Those dudes who just do that.
Yep.
Hey, man. Hey, please tell our viewers, man, the most important thing I wanted to ask you, man. Tell them how you keep yourself up, how you keep yourself going every day, man. What keeps you inspired, man? We really want to be able to help people. I know there's people out there listening that's just in a dark moment in their life, and they just need something. They need some type of encouragement, something to lift them up, man. What do you have for those people that's listening to be able to help their lives, bro?
I mean, honestly, like, what wakes me up every morning and keeps me going, man, is God's grace. You know, honestly, like, yeah, I've always had faith in God and always been a spiritual person. You know, I've never been a religious person, you know, that's not really been my thing, but I've always been spiritual, you know, so, you know, I've always, you know, always thought that, you know, there's something out there, something, you know, more and everything, and, you know, in these past, probably the last 5-6 years, I've really, you know, grown in my spirituality and my belief and my faith, you know, in God. And you know, every morning I wake up, man, it's a blessing. You know, I've lost several close family members, you know, just various times in the last, well, I guess it was several years ago, but, you know, they all kind of, you know, passed it around the same time. And it really shook my faith a little bit. And, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, things like tough times can either make you or break you, and it really made me into the man I am today, you know. So I know that, you know, everybody goes through tough times and loses people and you know, loses a job or, you know, all kinds of different things that people can go through. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, God has your back, and, you know, he's going to, you know, work it out one way or another to your advantage.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, I think it's very important to understand when you're going through a tough time, and really to sit back and realize what it's really doing for you at the time. You know, sometimes we can look back. Well, not sometimes, but all the times we look back a year from now and look at the problems that we was worried about at the time, and it would be so irrelevant. You almost forgot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow. But you can just realize that what it's doing is building patience, it's building character, it's building integrity, it's building knowledge, wisdom, all those good things that allow you to be able to make better decisions and better choices later on in life and be able to deal with tough things, man. If you don't go through nothing tough, for one, you're not going to be able to appreciate when you get something good. And two, you're just not going to be able to deal with certain things when they really get tough, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, if you don't ever go through bad times, then you don't appreciate the good times. You know, you take it for granted. You know, just always think it's always going to be good. Well, you know, that's not the case at all, you know? So I think, you hit the nail on the head when you said that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what's up, man. Well, thanks again for coming on to the show, bro. Let us know where we can find you at and how we can get in contact with you and get those good bracelets, bro.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you always contact me on Twitter. My Twitter's at atolliver44. And then, you know, our Active Faith website is myactivefaith.com. And, you know, we've got all of our gear, our, you know, in Jesus' name, my play bands. We got our athletic shorts, dry fit shirts, I mean, all kind of different stuff on there. Just go check that out for sure. You know, pretty much hit me up on Twitter. If you need anything, let me know. You know, I'd try to hook you up.
That's dope, bro. Thanks again for joining us, man. Good luck this summer getting better at those perimeter skills, working on that ball handling, and, you know, I'm sure we'll talk soon. So thanks again. Congratulations on the kid, and let's keep it moving, bro. Thanks again.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. That was the kid, Anthony Tyler, Atlanta Hawks, doing some big things and special things for the community. You know, he has his Active Faith bracelets, which I wear every single day to let people know my faith is active. And our next guest is my boy Al from Detroit, and he wants us to be able to express some things that he has on his heart. So, Al, you online, bro?
Yeah, I'm online. What's going on?
What's up, Al? Introduce the world to yourself, man.
Oh, what's going on? My name is Al Hinch. I go by Al Hollow on Twitter. And basically what I'm about is I want to inspire people. You know, a lot of times in life we don't have enough people who encourage us to keep on moving on. You know, I was listening to your previous guest, and I realized that when my brother passed away, I really wanted to inspire people. It's been a while since he passed away, but my whole mindset and what I'm doing in today's time is to just give people and inspire people. Like, normally I would just, you know, just tweet certain quotes, but now I'm really getting more active and trying to just push Al humble, because I think in today's society you got to be humble if you expect to make it. And it's like you got to be humble, because if you're not humble, you're gonna have a fall, and when you have that fall, it's gonna be hard and tough.
Yeah. Speaking of being humble, what do you feel like the consequences of an individual if they're not humble?
Well, you know, you put yourself in a situation, as the Bible says, you know, it says pride comes before a great fall. So if you're so prideful, you're going to go into situations thinking that you're on top, but really you're not on top. And when you fall, it's going to be a fall from grace. You notice in today's society, you see a lot of people with a lot of pride going down. I don't like to really talk about Detroit, but I'll just use the previous mayor. He was a real prideful individual. Even though he had a lot of good things going for him, he didn't realize that sometimes you got to know how to take a step back. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to start looking at the bigger picture. And basically, that's my movement on Twitter. You know, you can find me at @al_humble. And all I'm just talking about is trying to inspire people to be more humble and appreciate life. You know?
Yeah.
It's a tough life we live in. You know, it's a lot of, like the previous caller said, you got a lot of ups and downs. You know, I know you probably had a lot of ups and downs. Me personally, I had a lot of ups and downs. Basically, what I'm just trying to do, I'm just spreading my testimony, and I just want to speak life into people. You know, we got so much negative stuff going on in today's society. My thing is about speaking life and letting people know that you can make it. You know, because I live by the creed. You got to serve something, and I serve Jesus Christ. And I realized that Jesus Christ said, he said he didn't come to serve. He said he didn't come to be served, but he came to serve. And that's what my message is about. It's about service.
Man, two or three things I want to hit on. For one, how do an individual realize that he has too much pride before he takes that good fall? Because there's a lot of people that can get caught up, and they might think they're humble, but to God, they're like, nah, not really. But how do an individual really do self-evaluating and figure it out before it's too late?
Well, first you got to start to find out what your priority is about. It is always about self, then guess what? You do have pride. You do have certain things that's going to block you from getting higher in life. It's all about you. It's never about giving back. You know, you see people. I know you've been around people. It's always about me. It's always about me. What can I do? What I'm getting out of it. That's somebody with too much pride. And you know, one thing about that is it will rot you away. It will break you down. Because then, guess what? When you have so much pride, you're not willing to help people. Guess what? No one's going to want to help you. And then that's a lonely moment to be when you can't get any help. And I see individuals walking around like that all the time, thinking that people own something. Guess what? Don't nobody owe you anything. Really, you owe this world and society something by giving back and sharing what God has given you. Because when God gives you a gift, it's not just for you, but it's for this world.
Absolutely. And I think more and more people need to really realize that. You know, at times you have to always remind yourself, what are you in it for? Because, you know, especially in Hollywood, California, you can easily get caught up in a rat race and just to get your initial goals in the first place. And me personally, I always felt like, you know, God has blessed me with talent in order to be able to help and give back to others and make a difference. And honestly, it gives me peace within myself. Not only do I feel like I'm pleasing God, but for one, I'm using God's talent to be able to do something I love doing. You know, whether it's music, speaking, hooping, whatever it was or is, it was a gratifying feeling knowing that I was using it to be able to help others. You know, I made it to a certain level in the NBA to where I was able to give back and help my mother, get back and help the church, give back and help the young youth go and speak and do certain things, tell people the real deal about certain things. And with music, honestly, you know, music is probably the one of the more passionate things that I have in my life as far as, you know, a craft. And I feel like I try to use my music as much as possible to be able to help people and serve in a certain way that is gratifying to God, and not being able to put myself in the same boat as others, you know, per se, because I feel like we're supposed to shine as lights. And, you know, I feel like if everybody's doing the same thing, everybody's going to look the same. So I just try to do the best I can to be the best example I can in my music. You know, I might not do the best job all the time, but I feel like I want to be able to help people. And hopefully I have been able to open up eyes and do certain things. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to hear individuals understand how important it is to actually be humble and have your priorities right. Because if you have a bad spirit in general, you know, it's going to be hard for you in life. And, you know, it's difficult.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I thought about what you're saying. You got to realize that. You ever heard of the book called The Talented 10 by W.E. Du Bois? He said, if you got talent, he said he wants you to go back out and take two or three more people and give them what you have. That's the thing about life. Life is about pouring out to people. It's about pouring with somebody poured in you. Somebody saw something in you and said, guess what? I'm going to help this young man to keep on growing. And basically, that's what I'm trying to promote. It's all inspiring people, you know, because sometimes you got to be inspired. Somebody has to be your inspiration. You can't do it on your own. I always remember a gentleman told me, you got to have a mentor in this life if you expect to go further. And I'm just trying to just promote that we need to look to inspire. I want people to look at my tweets, and I want that to inspire them not to give up, because guess what? As I already stated earlier, life is hard, and we need to gravitate towards people who are giving back forth good energy. You know what I'm saying? Bringing positive things back, and it's not always about negative. Like, I listened to what you said. You're saying your music is about expressing what's going on to try to help somebody get through their trial and their test. That's the reason why the testimony is so good. I look at music as being people's testimonies to people. You know what I'm saying? Because when you share your testimony, you're helping somebody to overcome a trial. You have something that they're faced with that they've seen you get through, they can get through. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to be about. We need not to be about tearing people down, because people tear people down every day. Oh, you're not this good. You're not that good. You don't have it. But guess what? Only time that can affect you is when you buy into it. And the only thing I want people to buy into is into the positive. Yeah, you're going to have some rough times. Everything's not going to always go your way. But believe, if I can get through this storm, if I can get through this test, God has something for it. That's basically what Al Humble is all about.
Yeah, and then, just to piggyback off what you said, I feel like, you know, people are always listening to what other people say, and people can be very influential, negative and positively, but we can never lose sight on who we're trying to please. If you're trying to please man,
are you going to always fall?
Yeah, and I tell people,
man's going to always... I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to interject what you just said, because if you try to please man is never going to be gratified. It's just like capitalism. We live in a capitalist society where things is driven by money. Guess what capitalism does? It feeds on itself. That's the same thing with pride. It feeds on itself, and eventually it implodes. And when it implodes, you're in a bad state. You don't know where to turn to. But one good thing about when you read the scripture, and like I said, I'm a minister as well. I didn't let your guests know that, but I'm also a minister. But one thing I've always liked to share is that Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all that is heavy laden and heavy burden, and I'll give you rest. That's a unique thing that he does, and that's what I'm about. I'm trying to help people. I'm not trying to tear people down. I want people to understand that.
Right. That's very important. And I tell people all the time, man, it's easier to satisfy God than it is to satisfy man. That's pretty much where I find my peace every single day. I feel like no disrespect to anyone, but I've always lived my life not really caring what people thought. And, you know, and it's got me this far. And, of course, I want to continue to get farther in life. But, you know, you sit around and listen to everybody's opinion, man, you will be stuck in a dark spot because, you know, everybody doesn't have your best interest in mind and everybody doesn't have the best advice. So I feel like, you know, when you don't have anyone to talk to, man, you have to look upstairs and really, you know, look to that, man. Let me ask you this, man, just switching the subject just a little bit, man. You been watching the playoffs?
Yeah, I've been watching the playoffs.
Oh man, you said that sound. You sounded real sad when you said that. Why you sound so down about
it,
man?
Yeah, I've been watching the playoffs because it's really showing you it's all about team. It ain't gonna be one individual gonna get it over the hump for you. It's gonna be a team.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a collective team. As we see with Oklahoma, they down one man and they having a hard time with Memphis. Memphis is playing a complete team game. Period. You know, they're feeding it down to your boy Z-Bo. They giving him. They give him a lot of work down there. So, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Memphis tough. I mean, at the end of the day, even if Westbrook was playing, I feel like Memphis was still going to give them problems. But, you know, Westbrook was the second-best player on their team, and once you lose your second-best player and he's your point guard, you know, it's kind of tough, man. What about the Miami-Chicago series, man? That's pretty much over?
Yeah, that's pretty much over. Chicago's out, man. You know, they running with scraps. I mean, I love them. I'm a cheer for the underdog, but at the end of the day, they ain't got enough. They just stopped there. You know, they just trying to hold the fort. I kind of wish Derrick Rose would have came back, but when you really think about it, he wasn't going to be ready for the playoffs. So probably next year they have a better opportunity.
Yeah, and I feel like it's unfair how people actually treat Derrick Rose. You know, this man just came off a major injury, and they have the nerve to really call him soft, and then they want him to come back in the playoffs, and he hasn't played all year. It's going to take him, I mean, after sitting out a whole year, man, it takes any ball player at least 20 to 30 games just to get their rhythm. So, I mean, it's basically unfair for people to actually start, you know, doubting him or anything else.
You're right. I think I look at it like this. You know, he tore his ACL. I mean, as you already stated, that's a serious injury. And then his game is predicated on speed. So, I mean, if his knee's not right, there's no point in going back out there and rushing and getting yourself hurt again and going through the same grind again trying to get back, you know. So, I think a year might probably would have worked a little bit better for him. And you know what? They gave their best effort. They made it to the second round. It's nothing to be ashamed.
Yeah, you know? I mean, ultimately, they're playing against the potential back-to-back champs, man. What do you think the potential of them actually winning the championship again?
Well, I think it's pretty high. Anytime you got the best player on the planet, as LeBron James, it's not that hard to see that they can repeat again. You know, they pretty much understand how to play the game. And when you're a champion, you got to really work to be the champion because they understand what it takes to get to the summit. You know, when you're a team that hasn't been to the summit, it's all new to you. You know, they get to the pressure moments. You know what I'm saying? They lost one, and they came back and won one. So, you know, they've been to the ups and the downs.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, are you disappointed in the Pistons, man? I'm sure you're from the career.
Well,
are you a Pistons fan?
I would say this, you know, and when you look at the Pistons, basically, you know, the front office has a lot to do with that, you know, because they didn't bring in the right type of talent over the last few years to really help that team. Last couple of years they did okay in the draft, but the previous drafts haven't really helped the Pistons. And you know, right now they're in shambles. They got to get a go to guy. You know, back in the day I was rooting for you to go there, but they didn't. You know, for some apparent reason they didn't think you was good enough to be on that squad. I thought you were good enough to be on that squad. I thought you could have gave them buttons, but you know, that's my opinion. You know.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. You know, that league is, you know, the NBA is built on, you know, what they think, and then, you know, it's a lot of politics involved. Sometimes the best doesn't really equate to what they need.
You know, basically, the old adage just says, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So,
yeah,
it comes down to that point. But I think what the Pistons need to do is they need to really work and figure out what guy in this draft can really benefit, because I don't really think it's a breakout guy that can really get you to the summit that quick. I think they need to be smart in whoever they draft, and it needs to be somebody who's going to be a high-character guy and going to bring some stability to their team, period. You know, because you understand about winning. You was up there in East Lansing. It's all about having core people to bring in and having leadership, plain and simple.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We talk about teamwork and everything like that, but like far as the city of Detroit in itself, You know, what are some things you're doing that's just in an inner city to be able to, you know, just bring our city back, man? You know what, man? I represent the city all day. I'm in California, but sometimes I'd be looking like, man, I know what the city was at one point. You know, what are you doing? What is the vibe in Detroit? How do you feel like it's affecting the youth? How it's affecting the older?
Well, I think the vibe of Detroit right now, man, people are searching for stuff. You know, I talk to my colleagues all day long, and they always say the city is searching for something. One thing that we do at my church, man, we allow the kids to come in and play basketball. We would like to do it more, but, you know, with job schedules and the way that the atmosphere is here, you have to be real cautious because you don't want to bring everybody into the gym because some people come for the wrong reasons and some people come in for the right reasons. But you got to figure out what can you do. What I've been doing basically is, man, I've been mentoring. Anytime I get a young man around me, I pour light into him. I try to let them know, man, you can do it. You can make it. I encourage them. I always motivate. Like I said, my thing is I motivate people. You know, it's about breathing life into the society, especially into the youth. You know, man, personally, I know a young man that I've touched over the course of his life, man. And I just told him, man, I said, you got to keep on grinding. He kept on grinding. He eventually found himself at a university playing football with a full ride. But he had, you know, he had ups and downs. It wasn't always going his way. But one thing I told him, I said, man, you can do it. You can get to that point where you can be successful. You can get that scholarship. You can be anything you put your mind to it, but you have to believe. That's the main thing. You have to believe, and you got to have some faith. You got to have some faith that you know that God will give you the desires of your heart, but you first got to seek him. And that's the thing I tell everybody. If you want to make it, you got to have some priorities. You got to put something ahead of you sometimes. If that's helping somebody, to help them. If that means doing the right thing, then that's doing the right thing. But I think you got to have a relationship with God. I know we touched about that earlier, but you got to find something that's bigger than you, you know, because that's what's going to help you overcome some of the pitfalls and some of the trials and the tests that you face in this life.
Hey, you're absolutely correct, bro. I don't disagree with nothing you're saying. So we have some listeners out there. Before I get you off, man, I want to thank you again for coming on. If you have to give,
oh man, I appreciate it. I thank you for the opportunity, man. You know, Mo, I think about where you came from and where you're at now, man. It's just a blessing. God has really blessed you, man. And I just thank you for letting me have an opportunity to just let people know what I'm about, what I'm out here trying to do in the city of Detroit, trying to touch the youth, trying to be that inspiration, trying to let people know that you can make it, you know.
Absolutely. All right, well, sure. Let's give our listeners one last thing of encouragement, man. One last push to get them through the rest of this week. Shoot.
You know, man, the thing I want to do is, man, you know, when you're faced with a trial and a test, I want you to know that somebody went through the same thing. And if you believe in yourself and believe that the God that you serve can deliver you, all you got to do is just keep on pressing towards the mark and keep on believing that it's going to happen. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. It might not happen the next day. But you got to have in you a belief that you won't quit, that failure is not an option. You got to believe that failure is not an option and you can succeed if you keep on pressing towards the mark. You know, that's all I can really say, because I know that you have to believe in yourself. It can't be from mom and dad, but you got to believe.
Absolutely.
Like I said again, Mo, thanks. I appreciate that you gave me the opportunity to share my message with people. If you want to follow me on Twitter, just follow me at @Al_humble. And you can tweet me, you can do whatever you like. You know, follow me, send me messages, or if you want me to send you encouragement, I can text you as well. But I say thank you for the opportunity, Mo, to share my message.
Oh, man, I really appreciate you coming on, sharing your kind words, your uplifting words, and your graceful words, man. We need more of it in our today's society, man. So thanks again, brother. Have a blessed week, and we'll talk soon.
All right, be cool.
What's up? Al Humble, y'all. I'm about to get ready to bring on my next guest, a good friend of mine, goes by the name of Gabe. And we're going to talk about some of the awesome things he has going on. And Gabe, what up, though?
Yo.
What up, boy?
Am I in?
You on, bro.
What up, man? How are you?
Man, we good, man. Shoot, man, you already know, man. You was on the show once before. You know, Gabe was on. He's coming back for a recap moment. So we can just talk about some of the things that's happening now that wasn't happening then. But, like I do with all of my guests, he has to really introduce himself as himself. Tell him who you are, bro.
My name is Gabe Nunez. I'm one of the owners and founding members of Tempest Freerunning, based out of Los Angeles, California, and a stuntman for the film business here in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, Gabe doing his thing. You know, man, you got to talk about what you're doing right now, man, how you guys are in the streets, getting it in, making it happen, man, doing something special, man, painting the color. I ain't mean to spill the beans, but, you know, it's up to you to tell them.
No, it's all good. Yeah, right now Tempest is, I like to call it like a reintroduction to who we are as a company and what our brand is. And Tempest Freerunning, we've been around since 2007, really digging our hands and feet into the world of freerunning and I guess you could call it an extreme sport and that side of things. But we've gotten to the point where we've grown and we have our physical location, which is the Tempest Freerunning Academy in Chatsworth, California. And now we're really pushing our brand and trying to not only define for ourselves what our company is and who we represent, but trying to make it big enough so that everybody else in the world can feel like they're a part of it. Because we truly believe that what we're about is bigger than us. So right now we're just on a reintroduction path, I guess. We're rebranding. We're shooting videos. We just did a campaign called the Paint the City campaign where we shot all kinds of crazy stuff in downtown L.A., which is probably what you're talking about. And it's all about us bringing color to a world that can sometimes feel a little boring.
Man, sometimes the world can feel boring, it can feel gray, it can feel windy, it can feel cold, it can feel down, all of that, man. So, honestly, you know, when you go outside and you see color, man, it definitely brings another light to your day. So, it's good to see my boys out here doing their thing, yo. I want to talk about that. I mean, I remember you just talked about how you guys are just talking about expanding to the world. And recently, you guys put out a video that got, 400,000 views or something like that on YouTube. Talk about that.
Yeah, the last time I was actually on your show, we were talking about that was about to happen, which was the Tempest Pro Takeover, where we rented out this big airplane graveyard and we brought in 40 of the best athletes from all around the world, and we shot a video of epic proportions running around on these planes, jumping off, flipping, doing all kinds of creative movement, and it really is about just kind of us showing people like that there is a bigger picture, there's a box that we're all thinking in, and then there's also a way to think outside of that box. And I think it just goes into so many aspects of our life where we can say that, hey, we're attacking the world, we're taking it head on, and we're doing the unconventional because that's the way we see it.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Let me ask you, how did you guys get in touch with all those foreigners to bring to the States and actually do the video?
Well, we've been, like I said, Tempest has been around since 2007, and as individual athletes, we've all kind of been into the parkour and free running world since even before that. So, I mean, all the different relationships kind of come from different time periods, but once Tempest formed, we really created kind of a bond, first with ourselves and then with this community by going out to international competitions. Back in 2007, we all went to the first Red Bull competition ever. It was thrown in Vienna, Austria, and Tempest did really well. We represented. We kind of built a name for ourselves starting then, and then we continued to try to participate in every competition since. So we've been doing all right. In 2008, I won the World Championships. And 2009, my buddy Vic came second place in the same World Championships, and we've just ever since been really trying to create a strong presence by not only having some of the best athletes in the world, but also just some of the most interesting characters in the world. You know, like we're really not just about people who are talented, but we're about people who are good at what they do and believe in what they do and are acting like good people should. You know, they're sharing that and they're motivating, inspiring other people. So that's what Tempest is all about.
I mean, absolutely. You know, shout out to Vic first and foremost. What up, Vic? Me personally, I have some of the most fun when I'm hanging out with you guys. You know, it's good to hang around people that don't have, there's no expectations. All you guys care about is really just having a good time, peaceful, and it's good. Nobody's judging each other, man. I can show up in anything I want to wear, and you guys are not going to look at me crazy. In fact, I need my drop props Turkish high pants, man. What do you got?
They're coming. But no, I'm glad you brought up clothing because that's one of the areas that we're really trying to expand into and break out of this shell of just a free-running team who sells a couple of souvenirs. We're really trying to break into that fashion world, and we're trying to be a little more fashion-forward with our designs. We just started doing all our own cut-and-sew sweatpants. And this summer, we will be dropping some new drop-croc harem-style sweats that are they're sick, dude. I'm telling you. I buy every pair of drop-croc pants I can find. And the ones that we're making are easily my favorite. So right now, it's all about bringing bright colors. So this season, we've been doing all neons and some bright colors and just trying to let the world know who Tempest is, what our company's about, and, you know, how you can use Tempest
to help
express who you are.
Yeah, I need my drop crotches, man. I got the drop crotch. I can't even say drop crotch in one sentence. I'm struggling saying drop crotch. Drop crotch.
No,
I need my drop crotch pants, man. I really want to wear those to the studio and just wear sandals with no socks and with a white tee on. And
yeah, with no socks.
No socks on, fitted white tee, and the big baggy drop crotches. And I'm going to look like the hood samurai dude. And they be like, yo, this dude make beats. I'm like, yeah, I'm cold, too. Don't let the pants fool you.
No, that's what's tough about them, though, because they're cool. You can, we're really trying to go that direction where we have stuff that it looks good when you're moving in it, but it also is it's something you can wear when you're chilling. It's something you can wear out. I mean, we're really trying to make it universal. So it's not just like the pair of sweatpants you get at Target. You know what I mean? These are... They look dope. They got there's stylistically influenced, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And yeah, we're just trying to do something new.
Okay, for y'all who don't know, I need y'all to understand that how big Tempest Free Running is. I need you guys to go ahead and go to your YouTubes and Googles and whatever search engine you use, Bing, whatever. Find out about Tempest Free Running, man. It's huge. It's humongous, man. It's popping. These guys are doing some amazing things. Gabe is my dog, he's my homie, but one thing we haven't even talked about, man, we talk about music more than anything. Like, we go anywhere and meet up, man. We in the corner somewhere freestyling. People looking at us like, we crazy. Like, who are those guys over there? We listen to a beat off my phone. You spitting, I'm spitting. Then next thing you know, somebody else come over, they spitting. When we all spitting, and next thing you know, we got a cypher in the whole building, man. How many times does that happen?
Dude, every time. If it doesn't happen, it gets awkward.
It's weird. It's weird when we don't have rap sessions. Like, I don't even understand it. Like, why are we not rapping right now? You know, Cinco de Mayo, we was at Cantina Dogs. You know, it was weird because we didn't have a session, man.
Yeah. That's what it's about.
We left there, man.
Hip-hop is one of the first loves.
Oh, absolutely, man. Music in general, man, it speaks to us in a whole nother light. How do you feel like music and Tempest Free Running go hand-in-hand?
Dude, to be honest, you can't have one without the other, I think. It's one of those things. I mean, YouTube has kind of been the primary resource for people to find out about free running in general. And Tempest has always been very present on YouTube, but our YouTube videos without the sound aren't going to be the same, you know what I mean? So it's almost 50% of the equation. So we always strive to find something that sounds good, that's inspiring to us and to other people, and gives you that kind of drive feeling, that motivational music.
That's what's up, man. You guys' videos are dope.
Hey, you too, man. We saw the recent Moega release.
Ah, yeah, man. It's actually doing numbers, man. It's almost at like 200,000 right now, 200,000. Right. We're trying to get it. Yeah, man, we're going to push. We're going to keep pushing, man. We're doing this right. If the Lord will, man, we reach a million views. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not even been a week yet. And, once again, I want to say a special shout-out to everyone who's actually pushing the video, man. All of my friends back home, all the people that was in the video, all the kids, all the NBA players who retweeted it, who has actually retweeted the video, to all my verified accounts on Twitter who's retweeted it, to all the blogs that's picked it up. You know, I want to send a special shout out to you guys, because without you guys, you know, the video wouldn't be moving. Ultimately, the video is basically to uplift people, let people know that perseverance is key, and all those good things, man. But nothing about me, man. What about our boy Heath, man? He got the big show tonight. You know,
yeah,
I need to honestly, you know, I'm promoting him. He got a show tonight at what's the spot called? Guess he's
Genghis Cohen in Hollywood.
Genghis,
West Hollywood,
Genghis Cohen.
I believe. Yeah, yeah.
West.
You're gonna be there, right?
Yeah, I'm in the building. I need to go check out Heath, man. We got Heath out of his slump, man. He finally ready to get back at it, man.
Yeah, yeah. That dude's an amazing singer, so it'll be good. His first show in L.A. Since back when he was killing it in Nashville.
Hmm, that's what's up. You talked to Yannick yet?
I haven't. I have not talked to him yet. But I'm pretty sure he's going. It sounds like it's going to be a packed house. Everybody I know is going to go.
Yeah, we got to go support Heath. We need to get Heath on the track.
Yeah.
Like ASAP, man. Like,
for sure.
Man, what else is going down, man? That's, you know, I know you guys got the website coming out soon. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. We're like I said, we're really trying to reintroduce ourselves. Allow me to reintroduce myself, you know. But sorry, that just popped in my head. But we're really trying to get everything together right now. So we've done some sick photo shoots, awesome videos. We're all trying to integrate that with our new website that's going to look totally different. Really kind of letting people know, like, what the personality of our company is. And that should be dropping here. I can't give a specific date, but sometime very soon this week, www.tempestfreerunning.com. There's an old site up, and you can still find information about us, but there will be a new and improved and just really lively, wild website coming out that just gonna be a lot more fun. It's gonna have a lot more of that artistic passion that Tempest brings to kind of everything we do involved in it. So definitely stay tuned if you're listening.
That's what's up, man. Yo, thanks again for coming on to the show, man. And
yeah,
you already know
what
it is, man. Tell everybody. Oh yeah, any day. Tell them where they can find your Instagram, because right now you got Instagram on smash.
Yeah, no, I've been working. I'm not a good social media dude. I mean, I said that last time. I probably messed this whole piece of the section up. But anyways, I'm definitely working at it, getting better, addicted to Instagram. So you can follow me at jwalkthespot on Instagram or on Twitter, also at jwalkthespot. And more importantly, though, you can follow my team and company and what we're doing at Tempest Freerunning. You can type that in anywhere. YouTube, you'll find us. You can find it just going to Google and checking out our website, Tempest Freerunning, or you can follow at Tempest Freerunning on Instagram and Twitter as well. So, and feel free to contact us. We like talking to people. We like to hit people back up. We like to invite people to come train with us or come see what we're doing in L.A. and really just kind of build off of this community that we have going.
That's what's up. You already know what it is. Well, thanks again, Gabe, man. I'll see you later on tonight at the show, checking out the boy Heath, and let's get it, dog.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, man. I really appreciate you having me on again. And, I'll see you tonight.
All right, brother. Peace out.
Later, man. Thanks.
All right. All right, guys, you know, we reached that sad time in the show, and we have to kind of keep it moving. You know, I have more work to do. And, you know, thanks again for tuning in. I want to thank you, everyone, for supporting the movement. And I can't thank you enough for actually being a part of what I have going. You know, it's something I started from just a trip over to Africa, man. And now I'm actually just putting it all to surface. And it feels good to actually see your vision take place, and it's a blessing. I want to continue to work hard to be able to execute my plan with this Motown movement. And I thank you so much. Thanks to Louis Mayo. Thanks to Dusty for setting it up with the cast for the video. Thanks to everyone. I'm sure I'm going to miss someone, but I really want to thank everyone for actually being around and watching everything grow. We're going to continue to push forward and continue to give you guys some good products, some quality products, some things that, you know, that can be influential in your life. So thanks again. You know, you can always check out the video on my website, designed by Brenda Taylor, who did a wonderful job making sure the site is up and running and doing really well. It looks good, too, by the way. It's moeager.com, moeager.com. Eric Zuli is starting to call me Mr. Moeager.com because, you know, I got to promote my site. Nobody's going to promote my site like me, so it's moeager.com. Make sure y'all go check it out, you know, and everything you need is on there. All right, man, I'll see y'all next week. We're going to have some good guests next week, so
Let's get it. Sports and music. Mo Agger, Easy Way Broadcast, WTV Network. Let's go. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Agger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.